high school always broke up with me, leaving me to face my greatest fear of being alone. My experiences never matched or even closely compared to the romantic comedies I enjoyed. The pang of rejection persuaded me to create a barrier in my heart to protect myself from the pain of failed love. I was fragile, with a side of skewed perception, scar tissue from the unmet expectations of family life during childhood. I had no idea what it took to initiate a relationship, let alone maintain one. As a result, I allowed my emotions to take over. They became like the rudder of a ship directing me where to go, regardless of how irrational my thoughts were. I yearned to matter to others, and I demanded validation for every single feeling I had, something that no one could ever entirely do for me. That never stopped me from wanting it, though. Rejection hurts. Listening to someone close to me explain why ending our relationship is the best choice really hurts. But despite what I endured through those breakups, I remained hopeful about my future. I prayed often, asking God to prepare and mature the man who would become my husband. I actually had a marriage prayer list that detailed the characteristics I should look for in a husband, as well as those I should exemplify as a future wife. I got it when I attended a Christian youth conference when I was 17. The pastor shared the list with a room full of wide-eyed teens. At least I was wide-eyed. His words resonated so much with me that I scribbled them.